views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. Today I have a lot to talk about, but then again, when don't I have a lot to talk about? I am actually going to cover a few things actually about suicide and about the recent passing of Brittany Maynard. And I've gotten a lot of contact information and a lot of information from people contacting me, I should say, on my thoughts and what I thought about things in reference to suicide and where that comes from and what happens to the soul afterwards. And so I figured, you know what, we have a great platform here on our show. We can talk about this kind of stuff to keep things open communication and show what my perspective of what I see and what I feel and what I sense in reference to what transpires to the soul after, you know, someone passes on. Well, my firm belief actually is when we all pass, our guides, loved ones are there to guide us through, no matter what the circumstances. Doesn't matter if you pass away suddenly and in a second you have that transition, or you pass away from, you know, a long illness of cancer and you are transitioning very slowly. There's a transition piece, there's that piece of review, I feel, of your soul, and that's that transition piece of where your loved ones greet you and bring you over to the other side. It's kind of pretty simple, but we tend to complicate that, and then obviously the energy of God, whatever you want to call it, Allah, what have you, or whatever your faith is, and I just call it God because I believe I'm a Catholic, but whatever your sense of being and where that comes from is that love energy, that God energy that is around you. I have done several readings throughout my lifetime. Now, I've been a medium for 15 years, so I've kind of seen it, read it all, but spirit always surprises me, so I don't know it all. But there, when you connect, or when I connect, when someone has passed over and they have taken their own life, it's a different connection. It's a stronger link of vibration, which shows me, or what my sense is actually as a human, is that they are so surrounded by love, so surrounded by love energy. I feel in some ways, if people want to think of hell, damnation, what have you, that's a mind thought process of things. And I feel that many times that too many people get caught up in that because it's how they're taught, and they're taught something at a young age, and this is that, and this is where, you know, it has to be righteous, and it has to be black and white, and there's no middle ground there. And, you know, that's not true life. That's not true. There's middle ground for everything, and everything in our world today isn't black and white, right? And when I look at this perspective of when I was seeing people criticize Brittany Maynard's choices, in reference to that she's committing suicide, that, you know, it's not her choice to do this, I really took reverence with that, because I also believe that we kind of pick our time and date and all that kind of circumstance of when we come into this world and when we leave this world. So her timing was right, whatever that would be. And when people start to get hung up on the perspective is that, oh, how terrible she didn't suffer through this horrific brain cancer, and she didn't let God pick her last breath. Well, I believe God picked her last breath because that was planned for her soul. That was planned for her destiny. It's interesting to me also that she passed away at the age of 29. 29, for all of us in this world, is a big pinnacle in our world. 29 to the age of 32, 33, that time frame, think about where you were at 29 to where you are at 33, 34. You know, you look at that age difference where people oftentimes, you know, get married, have a baby, start a new career. Go back to age 29 to where you were, and then go back to a few years later of where you were. People oftentimes will then, you know, 32, 33, maybe be divorced, maybe it didn't work out, or they have a baby at that age, or they have a new career at that time. It's a huge transition time frame, just like the age of 50 is, just like the age of 65 is for people. We can go through lots of numerology of numbers and where that plays out to people's world. But 29 in the time frame of new change is a really pinnacle time of change for everyone. So when I saw the age of 29 that she passed, I thought, well, you know, that's big messenger type of time framing. And she was a messenger in reference to what she was about and what she thought. I mean, way beyond her means. When I look at 29, could I have made that type of decision? You never know. If you're faced with those type of choices in reference to a horrific brain cancer, maybe you could be as strong as she was. And it also shows you the strength, actually, that she had from her family and her husband to be able to endure that and go forward with it. It's amazing to me that actually how, you know, people want to point the finger and say, oh, nope, nope, you messed around with fate and you shouldn't have done that. Well, you know what? Our fates are fates. You know, my dad was always pretty funny, you know, and he would always, you know, say, joke around with us and always say, well, when your number's up, your number's up. And that was, we'd laugh and that kind of thing with when he would talk like that. But there's truth to that. When your soul is done, it's done. And we really have to really think how much our ego puts into that kind of play, right? And people want to be right, and people want to be, you know, conscientious of that they're the right person to make those choices. You shouldn't dabble with anything that fates with God or this kind of thing. I'm a firm believer that God had a big, big decision in that too. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss all these type of information today. I'm going to tell you what I see, what happens with people who cross over on their own choices. And we're going to discuss those type of subjects. It can be kind of, you know, it's a touchy subject. People don't usually like to talk about this type of subject. But what I'm finding is actually, I can't believe how many people actually are talking about this in view of the fact that, you know, her choice in passing, which is awesome because as a collective of people, it shows us that we're becoming more aware. And I love that. I love the fact that, you know, the voices of people's opinions are collective and good, and that we can actually, you know, whether they're right or wrong. I mean, look at even today, we're all voting, which is fantastic. You know, as Americans, we have that beautiful privilege to be able to do that. And you know what? Didn't we all have a little kick in our step? I went this morning with my husband, and we voted together. And you know what? You have a little kick in your step when you walk out of that voting booth to think, hey, you know what? I'm allowed to do this. You know what? I'm an American, and what whomever you voted for or not voted for, you know what? It's the right of you, which is fantastic. And that's where I feel that too with her too. It was Brittany's right of her. It was the right of her to be able to make that choice for her own self. And I also feel, too, that, you know, I'm pretty even, Stephen, with how I feel on this, even people who pass on their own to their own circumstances and make another choice, it's their right, it is their right if they choose to. And in some ways, you can't take that away from them either, because their lessons were done, they couldn't get the help they needed here on the other, here on Earth, that maybe they needed for their soul to grow, and they need the energy from the other side to help them. And by doing that, what that does is it makes people stronger. I mean, their souls, when they come through, if they pass down their own choice, there's strength in that. They don't come through weak, like people would think, that they would be weak and cowardice or anything like that. They come through, you know, with such perseverance and such enlightenment and such strength. And don't get me wrong, there's lots of, there can be sorrow for the choices that they made or the regret of having their loved ones left behind suffer, most definitely, 100%. I've never done a reading, you know what, and that has not happened. But that's part of that soul journey, that's part of that soul regrouping and process that we all have. We all have it when we cross over. And, you know, that's why we have so many, you know, puritanical type of lingerings that like to stick around. You know, especially me, I live in New England, so there's a lot of ghostly presences that want to stick around because they're too fearful based on crossing over, because they were told, you know, told that black and white, you know, biblical theology of their lifetime, and their energy gets stuck and they don't want to cross over because they're afraid that there is a horrific damnation to them. So, you know what, that's the thing that we're talking about today. We're going to talk with the reference to all this, how we feel about it. I'm, you know, welcoming anybody who wants to call in at 1-800-930-2819 is our call-in number. Share your experiences, share your thoughts on this. And we'll be most open, actually, at the end of the show to take our calls. And I can tune in for all you at that moment, too. So we're going to run to break, everybody, and we'll be back very shortly to continue our discussion about Brittany Maynard, choices, suicide, what we think the soul happens to the soul afterwards. And I'm going to give you my take on it. So we'll be back shortly.
No disguising it, it really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking about the Brittany Maynard passing, actually, and getting people's feedback, actually, in reference to how they feel about the aspect of her choosing to die with dignity. It's interesting. I loved what she posted, actually, on her Facebook and what she wanted the world to hear from her. And I'm just going to read it for a second and kind of take this in. She wrote, "For people to argue against this choice for sick people really sums it up that it's evil to me. They try to mix it up with suicide, and that's really unfair because there's not a single part of me that wants to die. But I am dying. Goodbye, world. Spread good energy and pay it forward." Now, those are great words. Those are great parting words. How are you spreading your good energy today? What are you doing actually to make a difference, right? That's basically what she's saying. And for people who criticized her for taking her life, she's basically saying that, you know what, that's kind of an evil choice on their end because she didn't want to die. Who wants to die at 29? You know what? Different story. You know what? If you're, 109, all right? But in this aspect, she had, the world by the string right there. She was able to, be married and probably if things, her health was good, maybe start a family or who knows what her end goals were. But the point being is that as a society, we tend to be so over the top in criticism. And we really have to stop that because it's harming people deeply. And it's harming people not only deeply, but it's harming people energetically deeply. And when you get into that stuff, that's not cool. That's not a good place to be. It all comes from ego. It comes from righteousness. I mean, people might think, as I'm talking today, that I sound righteous. Maybe. But you know what? I'm looking at it from a different perspective energetically. From, I think I can kind of talk on this subject based because of what I do for a living. I talk to the dead. And that's basically, the bottom line, right? I'm in that energetic field of being a conduit that I can connect and I can give information to my clients and to provide that. And from what I see, feel, and sense, and what I've been shown, the last 15 years, it's a different ballgame. It's not so much this right and wrong aspect that people want to throw into the till. And I feel that, there's a process. Don't get me wrong, there's definitely a process to our souls. And our souls definitely, have to process in order for them to transition to go to the other side. But I feel that, this young 29-year-old had more wisdom than most, right? The woman is facing a stage 4 brain cancer that is a horrific death. But doctors told her that, she had 6 months to live and a good day, right? If it was 6 months. And, the opportunity for pain, the opportunity for delusionment, the opportunity for seizures. And you can bet your bottom dollar that, she was seeing the progression of her disease when she chose, to take advantage of the Death by Dignity Act in Oregon. And, and how that works, because I wanted to make sure I was familiar with it. But how that works is that you have to become a resident for 6 months. You have to show that you're a resident there. You have to have two or three documentations of your medical condition, of why this would be warranted for death by dignity. And what happens is it's not euthanasia by no means. It is, a prescription of medicine that's given by a physician. Now, the physician can't give it to you. You have to take it on your own, because the physician can't assist it, but they can be there in the room if you chose to. And it's basically oral barbiturates that the person takes and just basically sleeps away. And, it's really, when I was looking at this actually, I was like, okay, what other states have this law? And there's three of them besides where she went. It is Washington, Montana, and Vermont. And Vermont being the newest, which that's a pretty progressive state in many ways, but they, in 2013, just last year, they proposed it and it's passed. So I remember, because I'm originally from Michigan, I remember there was this guy, and people are familiar with him too. His name was Jack Kevorkian. And from Roy Oak, Michigan, which in the Southfield area, which that was an area that actually, before I moved to Boston, that was the last city I lived in Roy Oak. And, at the time, they used to call him, he was a medical examiner and had a plethora of pedigree from University of Michigan. I mean, he was a medical pathologist, I should say. And he fought for the right of terminally ill people. And he fought for the death, to have death with dignity, right? And when I was back home, so I was still living back then, Jack Kevorkian was all over our news. It was all over the national news. He was on 60 Minutes. He was on this whole path of that we need to let people die with dignity. His biggest mistake was that he basically formed a contraption that he devised, and he gave people euthanasia. And, and then he got basically, I think, too big for his britches, and his ego stepped in, that he didn't think anybody could teach, change anything about him. And his ways were the right way, and he messed up with the law and even didn't listen to his attorneys at the time. And he ended up with 8 years of jail time. And he died at 83, and it was interesting because, he, I think, would have loved to have his own choice to die how he wanted to die, right? This is a guy that was a big pioneer in this. Well, lo and behold, guess what? The very first suicide that he did, and there's about 130 or 40 people who contacted him to help them pass over, was for a woman who had Alzheimer's in the state of Oregon, and that's when, in 1997, the death by dignity law was passed. And it was due because this woman actually passed away in his car, and the next day the family read a suicide note that she had left and said it was, basically medical suicide. And that was why the death by dignity law was passed based on this. So here we are how many years later, and we have all of this happening, and it's being rebrought to the surface, isn't it? So if Jack Kevorkian was here, I think he'd be pretty proud of the fact that actually this woman stood up for herself and chose her own path and had dignity in her death. And that is something that actually, who doesn't want that? We have dignity when we come into this world, right? We have dignity when in our lives and our choices that we make. And we also have, this opportunity to have dignity in death. And that's the part that, why wouldn't you want that? I mean, if anyone has ever saw someone pass away, I mean, I can only reference this because I was with my father when he passed, and my father actually was diagnosed with melanoma cancer. and had a mole removed a couple of years before, but it was pretty deep, right, as they usually are. And you know, he ended up, they said, oh, you'll be fine. Well, soon enough, all of a sudden what happens is it starts to spread. And when melanoma wants to spread, boy, oh, boy, does it ever spread. And he was coughing and ended up with riddled lungs with this disease, and it went to his organs. And within 4 or 5 months later, he had passed. But I watched the body, which was amazing to me, and with being with him, and how the body wants to fight, right, physically is amazing. And, you know, and I look at that, and I came to the conclusion that actually, you know what, when your time is, just like my dad used to say, when your time is up, your time is up. And you would have thought a man riddled with cancer and every organ, can't breathe, you know, the whole thing, would have died earlier. But again, it's that processing with it all. But I think that that's the part that we need to understand, that people actually are in the process. They process. They know. And I'm also very firm believer that, you know what, you have a hunch, or you have some type of inkling of when you pass. It's nothing that, you know, takes you totally by surprise. And I think that's the part, whether it's planned, or whether, you know what, it's accidental, or whether it's a long illness, I feel that your soul is lining up to cross over. And that's its gift, to be able to do that for itself. It's when people want to, you know, sabotage something, or be inclined to be so negative on someone, when it's really is part, it is their right to die with dignity. We're going to run a break, everybody. We'll be back in a minute.
She took a standard pose and she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man, and my bite is much worse than my bite. He said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. If you push me too far, I just might.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking about the Brittany Maidner story and about her and about her choice, which was in my book and my belief that she made a pretty terrific one, actually, on behalf of herself and choosing to go forward with her life. You know, it's funny. In death, we always think, oh, death, doom and gloom. No. You know what? You got to shift it. You got to think, hey, her life, her soul lives on. She has a whole new life in the other side. She has a whole new life of living, a different form of living, but a continuation. It's nothing that, you know what, that because she chose to, her ethics chose to be able to go forward with a new beginning for herself, doesn't mean that that was the wrong decision. It's really interesting because when you think about when someone has a terminal illness, right, it's anguish, right? It's anguish from the processing that you deal with, that you know you're going to lose this person. It's anguish from the suffering that they have to go through. It's anguish from, you know what, the loss. How am I going to move on with this without this person? How am I going to live? And, you know, and it's that type of anxiousness and that feeling that we have that we tend to, then we become into chaos. I mean, it's just chaos when you're going through those type of processes. And then you come to a point, right? Think about, like, you know, Kubler-Ross, right? I remember being in high school. I went to Catholic school. And that was when that book came out, you know, Death and Dying. Remember that book? That was a way long time ago. Because I'm 49 now. And when I look at that and I think, wow, you know what? I read that as a young girl. Wonder what that was part of the plan of me being a medium. But I read that as a young girl and, you know, thinking, okay, there are stages of all this death thing. And, you know, and then there is. There's, you know, the stage of anger, the stage of, you know, all of that. And you look at those things and it's like you really do go through those stages when you've had someone pass away, especially, and it doesn't matter if it's someone who passed away quick or it's someone who's passed away in, you know, a lengthy illness. There's just all the stages. And even if it's a quick passing, you still continue those stages after someone dies, right? And I really believe, too, that in that processing, too, our souls process that way, too. We go through stages of it before we pass. And there is no way that people need to fear that if someone passes alone or they pass quickly and you weren't there, quit the regrets, because you know what? They're always surrounded by loved ones when they pass. They're surrounded by guides. They're surrounded by so many of love within them, around them. And you know what? You, in some ways, that's a gift back to you too, because you know, when you connect with souls on the other side, they don't necessarily always want to relive how they died. Which who would, right? Oh, yeah, I died. You know what I mean? Now I got to give you the gory details so you know who I am. They'd rather give you a shared memory instead when you're doing a reading for somebody. But in this process, it's, you know, when we come back to Brittany and you look at the message that she left for everybody and you look at what her end goal was, right? Dignity. Wow. Huge word. We teach our girls. I teach my girls all the time. You know what? And my son, you know what? You have to have your dignity in your life. You have to have dignity about yourself. You have to have dignity for others. And you know what? If anybody tries to take that away, you know what? You can't, sometimes you can't get that back, or you always have to work that work within that. She's telling everybody she had dignity when she died. Power to her. Talk about empowerment. How about a great thing on that? What's your dignity today? You know, looking at the, ask your question that, what's your dignity? What's your energy like today? How are you going to pay it forward, as she's asking people to do? You know what? I find her strength of what she was able to do fantastic, is the best word I can say. I don't see any negative about it at all. And it's interesting, when I was posting some stuff on Facebook about the show that I was going to do today and asking people's opinions on, you know, this lovely person, Brittany Maynard, one of a person that I know, she's a psychic medium. She's actually the best psychic in Long Island, and has given that honor for many years in a row. Her name is Cindy Branoff, and she wrote, which I thought was really interesting, she wrote, you know, when your dog is sick, you put your dog down, right? When there's a horse that breaks its ankle, what do they do? They shoot the horse, or they give it a shot to put it down, to keep it, you know, so it won't suffer. You know, when someone is on death row, prisoners are guaranteed to have more of a humane death, right? We fight for those rights in people. Why can't good people choose a kinder ending? And why couldn't she choose her kinder ending? When you're a kind person, that's amazing to me, because you know what? We give all these rights and opportunity to people, you know, and animals, and you look at this and you're like, okay, you know what? We need to shift as a consciousness. And I'm not saying, you know what, you know, I mean, and there's definitely checks and balances. This isn't like, you know what, just show up in Oregon and you want to take your life kind of thing. There's a lot of checks and balances with that before, you know, you're granted this opportunity to take advantage of that, you know, that type of law for the Death by Dignity Act. And so it's really interesting to me when you see all of this and people just want to pipe out that, you know what, oh, it's against the law, it's against, you know, thou shalt not take their own life, you know, they're, you know what, really? Her life was being taken away from her. She didn't want to die. It was a really rare, it was a, her, you know, her, she decided to basically, and look at the thing, if you were in that circumstance, would you want your mom and dad and your husband to see you suffer and have anguish for them? No way. She was giving a gift back to them. I mean, that's a hard part for the person who's laying in the bed, isn't it? And, you know, when I've connected with spirit, when people have passed or when they've chosen their own life, and the circumstances are many different reasons, right? It's mental illness. It's that plays into it. That plays into it. It's all kinds of uses, is what I want to say, that play into where the circumstances, or it can be, you know, horrible, you know, sexual violence towards you, you know, that you never got over as a child. I mean, there are a lot of issues at hand of what make people go over the deep end, or it can be a combination of drugs, you know, that make things happen like that. And you look at that and it's like, all right, you know what, even with those aspects of things, when I've worked with families who loved ones come and they've passed due to, you know, the taking of their own soul and their life, I want to say life, not soul, because your soul lives forever. I made a mistake on that one. When you've taken your own life physically here, the energy always comes through with strong love vibration. They always come through with regret. I can tell you that much, on the circumstances of what could have been and the circumstances of what might have been, or the anguish that they feel or sense that they see their loved ones going through because they're gone. That's heavy. That's heavy stuff. I can tell that, you know what I mean? That's hard. But I also feel, and what I've been shown by spirit, is that their energy is in a place of love. Love. L-O-V-E. That's where they are. They're not in an ugly space. They're not in a horrible space. They're in the strongest love vibration to heal. And for some reason, some way, the healing that they needed to take place here on Earth just couldn't be. And I don't know why that is, but that's how I feel about it, that it just couldn't be. That the people who maybe could have helped them, could help them or not help them, or maybe if you would have shown up at your house a bit sooner, or been there as a friend, or, you know, when we talked on the show before about Robin Williams when he passed, we talked about suicide before. You know what? That stuff doesn't matter, the would, could, should have kind of thing. The point being is that, you know what, the circumstances are that he was a soul, and his soul venture here on Earth was done. He made his mark. He made his impression. Just like Britney, she's made an impression. And now she's there to the other side to continue their love vibration just someplace else in another energy. That's the part that people need to rethink. They need to, and that's part of my program today, is to kind of point that out to you, that it's not a circumstance of dire straits that they're going into. And we're the ones left in dire straits without our loved ones right here, especially if they've taken their own life, because you're going to have deep regret with that your whole life. But in reality, where they are actually in the place of being healed. And they are, you know, and they're learning their lessons, and they're learning their choices that they made, but they're also being healed. That's a really big, big component there, that they're being healed. And there's a really good aspect of this, is that, you know what, you know, we all come into this world with, you know, spiritual experiences. They've gotten theirs, and they're continuing to get their spiritual experiences on the other side too. We're going to run to break, everybody, and we're going to continue our talk on Brittany Maynard's story. And if anybody wants to call in, please do at 1-800-930-2819.
I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry, or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are, and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
With Brittany Maynard passing, it's interesting because when I look at this, as we've been talking the last hour here, of how important it is that we also understand that, you know what, there's no suffering. There's no suffering anymore from her. There's no suffering physically from her body. There's no suffering even on the other side with her soul there. It's like a huge enlightenment of life that when we cross over, we cross into. And, you know, we have to look at circumstances at hand when people choose to take their life. And at this circumstance, you know, in suicide, okay, just so people know this out there, the highest rate of suicide is actually for senior citizens, people who are older. You would think it's teens. You would think it would be, you know, people, other age groups. Nope. It's people who are older, basically just kind of done. And they're the ones who are actually the strongest statistic in suicide there. We have to remember, like, in our life, right? If we look at things like we're an actor, in all the scenes that we take place in our lifetime, right, we all have a part of that. We all have a part of the play. And when that person, for instance, I'll use myself as an example. If I was to take my own life, which that's not going to happen, I'm not planning on that. But if I was, you know what? You are the actor to your family. You're the actor to your friends. You're the actor to your loved ones. You're an actor to the world, right? So all the dynamics of that person leaving from the play, which is life, changes, right? So my kids wouldn't have a mom. I wouldn't see my grandkids. There wouldn't be, you know, reference to that. You wouldn't be the guide. Your spouse, who maybe you were married to, might be marrying somebody else, and your kids get a stepmother. That has different dynamics, and all of a sudden new players come into that. You also have the circumstances where what my life was going towards to be in a new career or wherever I was going has different influence to your children or your husband or your family. That whole dynamic changes because I'm not around anymore. So there's different players that come in to, you know, for that type of, you know, for the play, for life. Your theology of, you know, life and this life cycle changes, right? So all the players that come into that change too. And when you think about that, that's a kind of a crazy analogy to put that to, but when you look at it that way, that's the part that, and I say part, P-A-R-T, that when the person who leaves this earth because they chose to, all those dynamics of what could have been fulfilled aren't. And my thought process of actually is when people transition and when they choose, you know, their circumstances because they can't deal with the stuff here and they have to go to the other side to get, you know, their intuition and their guidance because they can't deal with it here anymore, they still, I think, reflect and go backwards of what could have been actually in that lifetime. And I think that's the part of reflection, and that's the part of what I feel like when they come through on the regret that they feel and the regret of that energy that they missed out on, and the regret that they feel, you know what, wholeheartedly the air that they have left their loved ones behind in suffering. That's the part I feel. That's the part, if you want to call that, quote unquote, damnation, or it's more of a thought process, but I don't call it damnation, but if people want to call it that, they can. That's the part of the regret of the soul that hurts. And I feel that's the part that they have to resolve with and figure out why they left, figure out what the circumstances were and the lessons that they left behind for them to learn and for the souls around them to learn. And I feel that's the component, because even after the loved one leaves this physical earth, the people who are left behind are researching their soul, right? They're researching their life, their choices, you know, of circumstances. You know what? You look at that, you look at those circumstances, and that's what growth happens, right? So that you hope from the power of being, that for the highest power of good, that, you know what, the people left behind regroup and grow in a happier way and in a better way, so that they don't make the same mistakes they maybe did with that child that left them, or the circumstances at hand. But I really feel that in this cycle, we are constantly learning. Our souls are constantly learning. Our souls never stop learning. It's like, you know what, you think you're going to class and complaining, like I left with my teenagers, my girls who are in high school. Oh, my God, class, we got to go here. Like, okay, they don't have it so rough. They're off today because of the election, because the school is closed, because everyone's voting there. But, you know, that drudgery of going to school, and you got to get up, and you got to study, and you got to take a test, and you got to prepare for classes. Or my son who's in college, which is a big world of awakening, right? You remember your freshman year of college, how that was so difficult. And you look at that, and it's like, you know what? We're constantly learning. Our souls are constantly learning, too. We're constantly in that process of everything. And it's something that actually, you know, and when we learn what happens, we evolve. We become aware. And we become, you know, complete. How about that? And that's the same thing that's happening with people, whether you and I got cancer tomorrow or we got a disease or whatever, and we crossed over, or, you know what, you took your own life. You are constantly evolving, always for the highest and best, always for the highest and best good. And there's no wrong in that. There's only right. And that's the aspect from energetically as a psychic medium that I see in this whole perspective with, you know, Brittany Maynard's choice. And that's the other side of the coin that people forget to look at. And, you know, people want to throw judgment, and you got to think the whole big picture here, that you're constantly actually always evolving. It's when that, you know what, when I referenced before, like all these players were the players in this act, right? Scene one, if you want to call it that, you know what I mean? And, you know, we choose to bail out of scene one anymore because we can't hack it here on Earth. You know what? It's more or less like, you know, the threads need to be rewoven, right, into, you know, the tapestry of our world, of what we're designing. And because, you know, that's what your soul is doing on the other side, the people left behind are woving, that's not the right word to use, really. You know, reweaving is the right word to say. That aspect of, how do I be now? How do I do something different when he or she's not here? That's the part that we really need to embrace and remember, that we're constantly evolving, we're constantly being new. One thing that really kind of depresses me actually as a medium, and what we need to change, is I'm really kind of getting tired of doing the readings for the people who are dying of heroin addiction. My world has changed a lot in the last 3-4 years, I tell you, with all the clients that I have with unfortunate circumstances with that. And I often feel that, okay, that's an epidemic, and it's so important that we change that aspect so that, you know, there isn't these accidental deaths because of it. And that's a huge component of nature where we need to shift out and get help for people and have help for mental illness, and we need to help have better programs in long-term care, you know, for people who are in those circumstances so that they don't end their lives prematurely because they go to take a hit, you know, after being in a rehab and for, you know, six weeks and they go to take the same hit that they've always taken and that's what kills their heart, you know. Those are the different things that, you know, what you look at those and totally circumstances of choice, obviously. But it's also, it's an important message to our society to change things and be different. Well, I thank everybody for being on the program today. We've talked a lot, obviously. And in one last final moment, I'm wishing all best to Brittany Maynard's soul and her family and for their highest and best good and their opportunity with dignity and death. Thank you, and we'll see you next week, everyone.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.